call back at 858-225-2247 and get a chance to chat for a little bit.
Hello.
Hi, is Dave in?
This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. This is Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's Monday. Thanks for asking. I know you're probably busy, so I'll try not to take up too much time, but I just wanted to follow up with you. We sent out an offer about two and a half weeks ago. It was based on some financing you did with, it looks like, Bank of the West back in 2015. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, well, you know, based on your lending history with them, we have you pre-approved with us for some equipment financing and working capital, and it looks to be about $250,000. So I just wanted to circle back with you, see how business is going right now, and if you guys had anything in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we've got some stuff coming up, some bigger stuff.
Okay, like what?
I've got a couple big remodels coming up that I'm financing. I got a big office building I'm going to be roofing.
To the right and then immediately keep right.
Hold on, I can't hear you. So some big remodels coming up?
Yeah, where I buy all the material and everything, I get paid when I'm done.
Oh, okay. Do you have anybody that you usually go through for financing, or are you still shopping around?
You know, it just depends. A lot of times we just finance it ourselves.
Yeah, keep right.
So what exactly are you offering?
What was that?
I said, what exactly are you offering?
We do equipment financing and working capital.
We probably could use some working capital for a little bit.
Working capital? About how much are you guys looking for?
Probably about 75 to 100.
Oh, okay. 75 to 100. Okay, and what kind of, I know you said it's a remodel, but can you kind of elaborate further on that, like what you would be doing with it?
You know, I have one dentist office. I'm getting ready to start the big tenant finish. Probably be used capital for that till I finish. And just a couple jobs like that that I finance and I don't get paid till I'm done.
Oh, okay. So would it be used for like payroll and stuff like that, or the materials itself?
Materials, mostly.
Materials, okay. And what do you do for, what exactly are you remodeling in the dentist's office?
It's a complete tenant finish. So it's a dentist's office and it's going back to an optometrist, I should say.
Oh, so they're switching. So it was a dentist's office and now it's going to be optometry?
Right.
Oh, okay. And what, you do the, like, everything in there, or just you do the floors and stuff like that, or?
I do everything. I'm a licensed general contractor.
Okay, so you do all of it.
Right.
Okay. When would you need the capital by?
Oh, I don't know. Whenever.
You don't have, like, a timeline or anything?
No.
Oh, okay. Great. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
7-something.
Somewhere in the 700s?
700-something, yeah. Probably 725, something like that.
Okay, that's no problem. So our working capital loans, they're primarily based on sales, on your top line revenue. What did you do in sales last year?
I think 900,000, one point something, I don't know. our year end isn't for two or three more months. We're up there 1 point something.
Oh, okay. That's no problem. We usually free up a rule of thumb is about 10% of your top line revenue. So, I mean, if you're at 900,000 and you looking for 75, that would be no problem. Okay. How long have you guys been in business?
Probably 35 years.
Oh, wow. How'd you get into that industry? That's a long time.
started it and never got out of it.
Well, it sounds like business is going good, though, if you're in it for 35 years.
Yeah, we keep busy.
That's good. That's good. Are you the 100% owner?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are. Okay. That's good. And, what would be your, you know, like, your return on investment on this loan? Like, I know you're using it for materials, but how much could you make back from it?
Probably about 50%.
Oh, okay. So it's a pretty high. It's pretty high up there.
Yeah, I do everything.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's good. Have you looked into financing yet with anybody else, or?
No.
Not yet?
I probably won't. It just depends what you're offering. If you're not offering anything out of this world, I'll probably pass on it anyway.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, definitely. You know, based on, you know, like I said, our working capital is based on your sales, so we'd have to, you know, take a look. It's just a short application process for us to get you straight numbers. What would happen if you didn't get the loan? Like, do you have a plan B for it, or?
Actually, I wasn't even counting on a loan. I'd do it all out of the company.
Just trying to do it out of the company?
I don't try it. I do it out of the company.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, but I know, you know, you said you're using it for, you know, your materials and stuff like that, so it's definitely something we can help you out with and do. Based on what you're looking for and how much you make, we shouldn't have a problem getting you that amount. Do you have an email that I can send over the app and some information to you?
Sure. Rocky Mountain Hardwood. @comcast.net. What's your interest rate?
For the working capital, it all depends. You know, the way we do it is we'll qualify you for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible, and then we're gonna work backwards with you on that. You know, and let you pick how much you want to take, how long you want it.
Right.
So, what did you say the email was? Rocky Mountain?
Hardwood.
Hardwood.
@comcast.net.
Comcast.net. Yeah, so I could shoot over the application to you, and we just need it's just a short list of documents. It would be like 6 months of bank statements and your most recent tax return. Do you guys take credit cards as payments, or?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, okay, and then so 4 months of merchant statements. And then the one-page app,
okay,
so it's a short application.
All right.
So once that one page of an application in and just those little bit of documents, then I can shoot it over underwriters, and I can have you an answer within 24 hours.
And who did you say you're with?
Bank of Cardiff.
I'm not familiar with you guys.
Yeah, we're a business bank out in San Diego.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, because I hate to turn over all that personal information to somebody I know nothing about.
Oh, definitely. The email will have information about our bank and, you know, some links, and you can go ahead and look through them and everything. I mean, we're a pretty well-known bank, but...
All right.
Yeah, so I will go ahead and send that over to you. When is a good time to follow up with you regarding everything?
Probably in a couple days.
In a couple days? Let's see, today's Monday. How's Thursday?
You need tax statements?
Just your tax return.
Okay, well, I haven't even filed for last year. My year-end doesn't end for a couple more months.
That's fine. Do you have 2014?
Yeah.
We can use that one. That's fine.
All right.
Then just some bank statements and the merchant statements.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, so Thursday, what's a good time for you?
Probably morning.
Thursday morning? Like,
yeah.
So you guys are out in Colorado, right?
Right.
Like, how's 10 a.m.? Would that work?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'll go ahead and give you a call Thursday at 10 a.m. And, you know, if you have any questions, you can always email me or call me at any time. And
that sounds good.
All right. So I'll go ahead and send over that email, and I will follow up with you Thursday if I don't hear anything else.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Dave. I'll talk to you soon.
All